Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to talk about the climate now with Astrid Caldas, senior climate scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Good morning, Astrid.
Good morning.
Tell me, if you will, please. Well, first of all, it's good to talk to you again. Secondly, tell me about this report and what it is that you all discovered, the methodology of it, briefly, please. And what do we mean by off-the-chart heat days?
Sure. We examined the heat index, the feels-like temperature into the future under different emission scenarios, and we evaluated heat indices of 90, 100, 105 degrees Fahrenheit and off the charts, which means that the formula that the National Weather Service uses cannot be used reliably because the numbers of temperature and humidity are so high that they are not the traditional numbers that have that can be used. That's off the charts. And that's above 127, more or less.
I've had people call in, Astrid, and I'm not challenging you. I'm just saying some people, for whatever reason, are extremely aggravated by the wind chill in the wintertime and are extremely aggravated by the feels-like temperature in the summertime. Explain, if you will, why it's important to calculate the temperature in those terms.
Yeah, the feels-like temperature tells us how our body can cope with the heat. It's not just the temperature on the thermometer. That's because to cool off our bodies, we need to sweat. And with the higher humidity, the sweat does not evaporate, and our body doesn't cool off. So it feels a lot hotter. And that's the feels-like temperature. And that's why it's so important, because it tells us we need to do something when it's really high, particularly above 100 degrees.
And for those that don't understand, this could most easily be demonstrated by when you go to a place like Las Vegas where the humidity is nil virtually, you get out of a pool, and even though it's 107 degrees, you immediately get cold, correct?
Exactly. And in places like Las Vegas and other areas in the Southwest, sometimes the feels-like temperature is lower than the temperature that's on the thermometer. That's because of the lack of humidity.
Is it possible to have a 100-degree temperature with 100% humidity?
It totally is, yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I hope we don't see that anytime soon.
That's not good at all, because I'm going to pay somebody to cut my grass if it is. Astrid Caldas will pick it up here. We come back, and we're kidding, but it's a very serious thing. She's a senior climate scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists, and when we come back, she'll talk specifically about New Orleans and the Gulf Coast and what that could mean for us in terms of changed lifestyle, maybe some cultural changes. And how do they know this is going to happen? Because I think there are a lot of people that doubt things, and they think that somebody, for whatever reason, has an ulterior motive. And the other thing I want to address is, do we know for a fact that the climate is changing and the planet is heating up? Because I think, you know, in terms of politics, you have two discussions here. You can say, is it heating up? And is it man-made or is it natural? We'll be back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. 7:50, 10 before 8. That would be time to look at traffic. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A new study out by the Union of Concerned Scientists says that Louisiana is expected to have most off-the-chart hot days in the country. Could all that heat end up changing our unique culture? And for example, today's high is going to be 94 with an 80% humidity, which would put us off the chart, Astrid, is that right? Astrid Caldas, senior climate scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Yeah, I don't have the calculation right off the bat here, but it sounds like a very high humidity and high temperature. It would put you at a very high heat index, yes.
So let me ask you this, because a text comes in, and I think we may as well address it from the big level and then maybe work our way, the macro level, and then work our way in toward New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. The text comes in and says, and I hear this a lot, Doctor, I'm 54. When I was younger, I was told an ice age was coming. Polar caps are melting. That's why they are saying, but is that normal for this planet? And I guess, as I said before we went to the break, for those that don't understand or don't believe, A, is climate change really happening, and is the Earth really heating up? And if so, how do you determine that?
Sure. Climate change is really happening, and it has happened in the past, millions of years ago, thousands of years ago. And there are different causes for climate change. In this case that we are right now, our climate change is mainly being guided by global warming. And global warming is happening, and it's being shown in thermometers around the world. So the thermometers are, the numbers are going up. So we're definitely warming. So in this case, what is different is that the warming is not mainly due to natural processes. In the past, there were no people, no big urban cities, no burning of fossil fuels. Now, it's happening because of our burning of fossil fuels, and that can be shown by the composition of the main greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, the carbon dioxide.
So for those that do not want to believe that it is man-made, could we perhaps reach a compromise with them, Doctor, by saying the planet is heating up? That is incontrovertible. That is proved. We know it's happening.
Yes.
Believe what you want, but we need to take whatever steps we can to offset that. Wouldn't
Absolutely.
That be a common sense thing?
Absolutely. That's exactly what you said. We don't have to people worry about changing their lifestyles. That's because our society is so ingrained and depends so much on fossil fuels. But we can do exactly the same thing using different types of energy that will give us the cooling, the air conditioning, the cars, everything that we're used to, but without putting those greenhouse gases in the atmosphere and warming the planet.
I appreciate your time, Doctor. Real quick, yes or no answer. Somebody texted in. Could all of the atomic explosions in the 50s and 60s have anything to do with this?
That's, I would say, a no.
Okay, but it's an interesting.
Several people will say that.
It's an interesting theory. Thank you, Astrid Caldas, our guest. We'll be back. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.